Henry Lake, Lindsey Brown, final hour of the Lake Show. And the topic here, this segment, and Lindsey's going to set it up for us, has to do with a question about family vloggers, which is basically, it's video, what do you call it?
Video blogs.
Yeah, video blogs. Exactly. Thank you.
Look at you, you hipster over there with the times.
I've never been called
a
hipster.
Lake. What are you? I'm shocked.
Leaving California for Nashville?
Mm.
All right. So give us a little bit of background on this story.
Sure, of course. Well, let's just say the last few years, there's been some rollbacks on protections for labor laws, right? And that means different things for a lot of different groups of people, but especially children. I think it was Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders that signed some legislation in her state that rolled back some protections for that. And recently, there has been legislation passed in California that is meant to put protections in for kids that are working with their family
as
influencers.
So, and real quick, with California, you know, we think about California and we think about child actors and stuff like that. That's like a big deal
there. And that's already been addressed. That's called the Coogan Law. That's been in place for a really long time. Like decades.
Yep.
And so I think that in the Coogan Law, that parents are required to set aside 15% of the overall earnings that the child generates. I know that sometimes that's not always a foolproof system either.
No.
But this new legislation that Governor Newsom signed in Senate Bill 674, which requires content creators who feature minor children and at least 30% of their content to set aside proportionate percentage of earnings into a trust fund that the child can access once they turn the age of 18. And so there's been a little bit of a mass exodus from some of the bloggers, these family bloggers that were living in California. But they're not admitting to this is the reason why they're moving, like whether that's like property taxes, whether it's that their faith is telling them to move. But a lot of them are moving to the Nashville, Tennessee area.
OK.
And so it's just
I wonder why specifically Nashville.
Me too. Maybe it's because of all the custom cowboy hats you can pay $600 to make. Let me just burn it a little bit for you. That's an extra $75. But I think there's different cities that, you know, populations have been flocking to. A lot of people have been leaving California, going to Las Vegas. They've been going to Texas, specifically Austin, just all these little hubs, Florida, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I've certainly had this conversation over the last couple years of just how many adult livelihoods are dependent on the performance of children. And with just how much money is being generated by these influencers, and basically these kids are having their entire life broadcasted. Like, that's going to have significant psychological effects if not dealt with. And then these kids turn into adults and people, and you're a person a lot longer before you're an adult. But I don't know. There's even somebody saying that was their family was in this business, and they had to have their first menstrual cycle broadcasted to everybody.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's just
that's
like little things like that.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
That people experience. Like, we're not here to shame anything, you know, but blood is blood. But it's just you don't want to do that on a public stage. And so I think with the
it almost in that way, it comes across as like you're exploiting.
Correct. Yep. And that's where I think we have a greater push towards an exploitation and just falling into those traps because people are getting so desperate.
Yeah.
Because it's such a lucrative thing. Because it's so easy just to press record on the cell phone. I'm broadcasting live on my Instagram right now. Lindsey Brown 35 with a Z. And it's just this constant self-promotion. So how does it feel like when your whole family unit is just about that performance as well?
Mm.
Like, how does that affect the development of the kids and how they see themselves? And how does that affect their relationship to their parents and the people around them as well? We're not just talking about the money and that cost and that drive.
But to me, the money part of move, to me, that is a money part.
Mm.
Like, why would you move from one side of the country all the way to the opposite side of the country because of what?
Right.
I kind of find that curious.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the protections are there and they should be in place. And it's for the betterment of who? The child that is underage.
Correct.
And I don't want any adult out there just kind of exploiting their kid, taking advantage of their kid. And I know that people come back and go, well, it's my kid. I know what's best for my kid. Well,
so they're not of consent.
Yeah, it's just like, no, it didn't. It shouldn't. It should not at least work that way. One of my favorite actors growing up as a kid was, I thought he was a kid. He wasn't a kid until I found out he was a grown-ass man. Mm-hmm. And that was Gary Coleman, mm-hmm. right? Gary Coleman on Different Strokes. He was outstanding. He was amazing. Well, he ended up suing his parents later in life because they had actually taken advantage of him with his finances.
Tales old as time.
And he's not the only person that's had that story. Mm-mm. It was just a very difficult situation. But think about that. You are one of the more well-known younger actors, mm-hmm. right, that established themselves and had an iconic role. Mm-hmm. And then as you got older, you became an actual adult, like full-fledged, like,
yeah,
you know, and you're still like, because he was, I don't think he was an adult when it happened, when the show was going on, because remember, he was one of those that was younger than what he looked like, because yeah. He had a kidney issue and all the other stuff mm-hmm. that eventually would lead to him, you know, him losing his life. He's like Emmanuel Webster. He has some sort of condition, whatever, mm-hmm. that makes him look like a youngster, but he's grown. But the bottom line is that you never want to see situations where these people in Hollywood are taken advantage of. And I know this isn't necessarily Hollywood, mm-hmm. but this is just a new revenue stream for parents to make money with their kids.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just such an odd, I think, social situation that what if your 10-year-old is the breadwinner of your family? And that doesn't just happen in movies and influencer roles. I remember watching Naomi Osaka's documentary a couple years ago, especially for tennis players, and just the high stakes and how few of them make it. She was the provider for her family at a very young age. And that had impacts on her and how she saw things. And so you see child actors, you see people that have success really early in their careers. Not a lot of them turn out super well. Not a lot of them would follow, you know, a typical path that you would align with healthy, very, very just settled decisions with somebody that knows who they are. I mean, I grew up watching Amanda Bynes on All That, on the Amanda Bynes show, and she's doing nails now, and she's had such an absolute journey to get there, and I'm glad that she's found something that she's enjoying. But she was abused. She was taken advantage of. And her parents weren't there to protect her either. And that's the other thing, too. Like, your kid is lucrative. Do you let them take a meeting? Do you allow them to go out and about with certain characters? You know, that's that, I guess, just we have to be more aware of those things. But then there's sometimes where people are exactly aware of the math that's going on and they make that choice anyways because it's that much money involved. They'll sacrifice their kids in order to make that money.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, man, it's something real quick with Gary Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
He sued his parents and an ex-manager for 4 years over money he made on the popular comedy series. This goes back to 1989, was when the lawsuit was filed.
Mm-hmm.
In 1993, a judge ruled that Coleman should be awarded nearly $1.3 million from the three after the actor claimed they skimmed his earnings from the show, mm-hmm. which ran from 1978 to 1986. Now, when he made the lawsuit, he sued for $3.8 million for misappropriating his trust fund, and basically he got almost half of that.
Right. Because do they have it still?
Well, not a half of it. I guess realistically a third of it.
Right.
Huh?
I mean, do they have it still? You're like, I want my money back. Do they have it? Probably not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're asking the question about when you, well, he ended up getting $1.3 million from it.
Well, that's good. Because I've heard quite a few stories in the athlete world where parents have completely emptied out the wealth that's been accumulated and there's nothing left.
Were you a fan of Gary Coleman?
It's a little bit before my time.
Yeah, you're a youngin'.
Yeah.
How old are you again?
I'm going to be 33 in March.
Yeah, you're super young.
I'm so young. I'm just a fountain of youth over here. All my pop culture. Like, Keke Palmer is probably the only person I think that's turned out, or one of the only people I'm like, you know what? She seems like she's well-adjusted for somebody that has been in that business from a young age.
I didn't even know she was a child star.
Aquila and the Bee?
Oh, I didn't realize that was Keke Palmer. I didn't.
Oh yeah, and then we all got to do they all got to do Law and Order SVU. Everybody that's ever made it has to go through Law and Order. You do your low level stuff to make it to where you need to be, but it's not a good equation. It scares me.
When you look at Gary Coleman, he actually wasn't that much older than his, like, he wasn't like a kid.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like he was ever like 6 or 7 or anything. But he wasn't actually that much older than his actual age because he was born in 68.
Okay.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't that old, to be honest with you. Now Webster is a different thing. Gary Coleman died at the age of 42. But that was because of all of the health stuff. He had health issues. He had to have a kidney transplant and all these other things, whatever, at a very early age. Now I'm super curious. I want to go down this rabbit hole. Emmanuel Lewis, how old he is. You remember him from Webster, right? Or no, you probably don't.
It's a little bit before my time.
You don't know who he is. I'm sorry.
It's all good. So we're bridging the gap between generations.
Emmanuel Lewis is 53 right now.
Hmm.
He was born in 1971. But are you familiar with the show Webster at all?
No.
So basically, Emmanuel Lewis was this tiny, super cute kid on this television show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I think in the show, he was adopted by white parents.
Hmm.
And it was just a great, show. I loved it. It was good.
Right on.
Alex Karras, the former NFL football player, was his dad on the show. But yeah, it's funny. I got a real quick Emmanuel Lewis, because he's still alive. This was, how many years ago now? About 7 years ago now. I am out in Las Vegas.
Ooh, my town.
And I am walking through to go, because I want to go place a bet, a sports bet, at the Bellagio Sportsbook.
Fancy.
And I don't like the sportsbook, though. Who do I see in one of the, I don't, what do we technically call the carts that you wear for if a person is not mobile, if they can't walk?
A scooter?
Is that what you call them? Like if you go to Walmart or Target and the person's sitting in the thing and they're driving it around.
It's motorized powered, right?
Yeah.
Like an accessibility scooter?
Yeah. So he was in one of those in the sports book. And I looked, and I had a double take. I was like, I think that's Emmanuel Lewis. And sure enough, it was him. And I ran up on him, and I'm like, he's just up there just betting away.
Got an edge? You got any advice for me?
I should have ran up on him like that. All right, 651-461-9226. What's up next? I want to talk Twins baseball. We do that next. It felt like summertime earlier today, not because of any temperatures. It was super windy earlier. My goodness. I'm like, the winds were howling. But it felt like summertime because as I'm driving around, instead of hearing the Chad Hartman show at noon today, it was Twins baseball. Twins, Orioles, spring training. Twins blew a massive lead, but who cares? It's spring training, right? But it just felt like summertime with the Twins on CCO. So the Twins, to me this year, because I'm super optimistic that they're going to bounce back. I think I might have mentioned that yesterday with Vanita Sakar on the morning news. But I think that clearly last year, the end of the season, them faltering, was beyond disappointing. I don't think anybody should try to run from that, okay, or try to sugarcoat anything. You can't. It's in the past. Do I think that the Twins will get back to being the best team in the division? Yes. But why am I optimistic? Why do I think that we will take, I don't even know if I should categorize it as a step forward, but just be better. Because for a while last year, they had glimpses, but then that second half of the season was rough because of a few things. I think that of the young guys, one or two of the young guys last year that struggled at times is going to be more consistent this year. Now, Royce Lewis was hot early. Well, heck, he got hurt in Kansas City in that opening series. And then when he was on the shelf for, what, a month and a half or whatever, then came back, he had nagging stuff. And second half of the season, he wasn't right. He seemed off. And really the last month, Royce Lewis was not effective at all. Do I think that Royce Lewis is going to be a better player for the Twins this year than last year? Yes. Will he be able to stay healthy the entire year? I'm going to go ahead and knock on wood. Hopefully he will be. But I think the guys that I'm thinking about and kind of wondering how much better they can be this year would be, let me start with Matt Wallner. I start with Matt Wallner because we started with Matt Wallner last year. And Matt Wallner struggled mightily and had to be sent down early in the season. He struggled so bad to start the year. Now, Matt Wallner ended up eventually, you know, getting called back up, was a much better player. But that's a guy with his type of power. And mind you, we don't have Max Kepler anymore. Max Kepler is a Philadelphia Philly now. I think that Matt Wallner, just knowing that there's playing time to be had, that I hope that he is the guy that's going to take the next step and improve. Now, last year, when you look at the Twins, there was improvement from Jose Miranda, okay? Because remember a few years ago, Jose, we're like, okay, yeah, Jose's showing us some glimpses. He'll be fine, whatever. Then he wasn't that guy. And then last year, he showed that he, I don't say that he got all the way back to showing the glimpse and promise, but Jose Miranda, I thought, had a decent year last year. But of the young guys, of the names, of the people that are in the mix, who is the guy that you guys are banking on? Love to get your reaction. 651-461-9226. Because I'll take a stab at it with Matt Wallner, number one. I'm not sure what the ceiling is for Jose Miranda, but I think that Brooks Lee is somebody else that people are thinking about, and they're like, he's shown you flashes. What can he consistently do? Not really sure. It's something about Edward Julian that I'm kind of like, not really sure. And I listened because I was walking out of the gym and I hopped in my vehicle and Danny Gladden didn't rip on Edward Julian, but he did criticize him slightly in that there was a hit that he got, kind of a blooper. That no one knew that it was going to go, whether it was going to go fair or foul. It ended up going fair. He was at first base. And Dan Gladden's like, you got to hustle out of the box. Because that's got to be multiple bases. I think that Edward Julian will do himself a great service if he just becomes hustle guy. Julian can't be the guy that thinks he's going to hit a ball and sit there and admire it. That's not going to keep him in the big leagues. He needs to hustle every single time. Because I think that that is what is going to keep him being a guy that will get cracks. He can hit a little bit, right? That's his reputation. He can hit a little bit. But he's got to continue to be that guy that's going to keep, you know, pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Now, I know that Buxton today, he went 3-for-3 at the plate. None of this stuff matters to me in spring training for Byron Buxton. I just want Byron Buxton to get through spring training and not be hurt and get into major league games and be relatively healthy. I think that right now, of all of the athletes in the state of Minnesota, the athlete with star potential that fans trust the least is Byron Buxton. Am I right there? 651-461-9226. I think he's the one that people trust the least. And I say that just because it's been injury after injury after injury, and he's missed so much time. What star, Lindsay, would you say, out of any sport, it doesn't have to be a Twin, out of any sport that has star potential, do you trust the least because of their body?
Ooh, I'll go with a recent one, Joel Embiid.
No, I'm talking about Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Well, I mean, the easy one is Joe Mauer. That's the last time I kind of felt that way.
Current.
Oh, my God. Current? I'm doing a really bad job. I don't know, like Kaprizov, kind of. But,
yeah, but
like, he's consistent. Like, it's just
he's not always hurt, though.
Right. But he's usually good for a streak or two per season where he's cold. Like, sometimes he doesn't get off to a greatest start, but that's not
I'm talking about just based on injury.
Right. I think you're right. I think I don't think there's anybody else that can approach his definition.
Because Kaprizov is hurt this year, but he has been pretty available and been pretty healthy for the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson's been pretty healthy for the Vikings. I know he had some things last year, but he's been pretty available. Anthony Edwards, he's durable.
Yep.
He's been available when he's not getting texts.
Cat before he left?
No, not really.
Not really? Maybe that's just because yesteryear is close.
But just of the current guys, I think Buxton's that guy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, hold on. Actually, we could make a case for another Twin. Royce Lewis?
Sure. But he hasn't been around as long as Byron Buxton. Byron Buxton has been
supposed to have been
the savior for damn near 10 years.
He's been just as injured, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is there something in the water?
Well, I mean, what water
why
are they drinking
out of? Why does the superstars always get the bilateral leg weakness?
Oh, see, there you go. Why you got to bring up all stuff?
It's all in the hips.
Why do you got to bring up all
get
stuff?
Get them the TB12, right? Just get them some bands. I hear they make them dance. Stretch it out. Get some Pilates in. Mindfulness.
What you know about Pilates?
Oh, I want nothing to do with them.
Oh.
I don't like exercise very much, Henry. Not a fan.
How do you think you're going to live long?
I guess I just never really, there was just kind
you
of.
You don't exercise at all? Shame on
I
you.
I did it in college and I'm still
Shame
working my
on
way,
you.
But I'm
You're
trying.
You're 32. You're 32.
I was playing tennis. I broke my ankle last summer. I was ready to take the world. I was going to be dancing at First Avenue all summer long.
You're 32 years old and you're complaining about exercise.
Yes.
How dare you? Because
I despise it. If I'm playing a sport, I'm good. But if I have to get on a treadmill, if I have to get on I will never get on a stair climber. I'm too weak for that. I'm too mentally weak for it.
Oh,
I got to get my tennis stuff back in. It's not cheap.
You got to get your life together. 32.
Help me.
30. I wish I could.
What gym you go to?
I go to Lifetime and I go to the V3 Center.
Oh, my God.
I got multiple.
Lifetime is spendy. I don't got Henry Lake money.
I didn't say, who said Lifetime? I didn't say you had to go to Lifetime. You can go to
I can't play tennis at Planet Fitness.
What's the one Planet Fitness? You can go work out there though.
I can't do that.
You can lift weights.
Absolutely not.
Why?
I had to stop doing it towards the end of my hockey career because my ribs were popping out, Henry.
What do you mean your ribs were popping out?
When I would try to squat, my ribs would pop out of the socket. They would, like, get displaced. And so they're like, how about you just don't do this lift testing?
What?
And I was like, absolutely check.
Oh, my goodness.
They gave me a pull-up, like, just to be nice. I think I got it three-quarters of the way.
I think you're
right. I got really long arms, though. They call me the female Kevin Durant of hockey.
I think you're just making excuses.
No.
I think you're
I used to be an elite athlete, Henry. I used up all of my fortitude, so I'm trying to discover how does one motivate themselves without shame and adrenaline. I haven't figured it out yet. If anybody has notes, DM me.
Coming up next, we'll take a look one more time at the weather. And when we talk about daily fantasy sports, punishments aren't just for professional athletes. We got to put the hammer down at the college level, too. And those punishments should be stiff. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. We have to lay down the law on these collegiate athletes. We have supported and talked about college athletes and celebrated them getting NIL money, celebrated them just being able to be professionals, essentially, in today's world. But with that, we have to crack down when things happen that are inappropriate and shouldn't happen. In the professional ranks, you got people like Jontay Porter that we'll see how much time he gets because he's going to jail for that daily fantasy thing that he did, you know, betting on himself, pulling himself out of games. Just
Raptors guy, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's a pro. Not only can he never, ever play in the NBA again, he's going to end up doing jail time. Well, how about this? Fresno State and the NCAA are investigating allegations that two men's basketball players participated in daily fantasy contests based on their own performances. Junior forward Mykel Robinson and associates bet and entered daily fantasy sports contests involving Fresno State games in which he played. And the wagers and fantasy entries included the under on Robinson's points and rebounds, according to the sources. At least one major U.S. sportsbook received increased betting interest on Robinson's props in games this season, according to an industry source. Robinson was removed from the roster after playing in a January 11th game against Nevada. Attempts to reach him for comment were unsuccessful. A senior guard from Fresno State, Jalen Weaver, he told ESPN on Thursday that he played a daily fantasy contest on his points total when they took on New Mexico on December the 31st. Weaver said he risked $50, that he would score more than 11 points on the fantasy site. And that fantasy site is called Sleeper. Never heard of it. He finished with 13 points in a 103-89 loss to the Lobos. So he bet $50 saying that he was going to score more than 11 points. He scored 13. This is the quote. Listen to this. He says, "I just made a bad decision, you think, and I shouldn't even have gotten involved with that. Now I'm obviously paying for it. I bet on a game I played in, but I never tried to sabotage the season. I never bet on us to lose. Never bet my unders." Weaver said that he was dismissed from the team and plans to enter the transfer portal at the end of the season. So
he thinks there's time after this?
So this is the question. And your reaction was my reaction. What in the hell is this kid thinking about? There's no transfer portal for you, dude. Or there shouldn't be. 651-461-9226. I believe that this young man, Jalen Weaver, you know what? You can learn from your mistakes. He should never be allowed to play collegiate basketball again. I'm sorry. Your days are done, dude. There's no transfer portal for you. That's where I stand with that. And then I'm going to take it a step further. Not only do I believe that Jalen Weaver should not be allowed to go to any school and play collegiately because you never should have did this. You made a mistake. Now you learn from your mistake. There's nothing that's entitling you to go ahead and have to play college basketball. Like, do something else with your life. But the second part is I believe that with daily fantasy sports, that should not be allowed with college athletes.
Mm-hmm.
No. It is, though. Like if I wanted to go on Prize Picks or whatever, and I look up Paige Beckers, mm-hmm. I can have her in a part. I don't think that should be allowed. I just don't think that college kids should be involved in that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I would just be like, buddy, not only are you not going to have access to the rest of your basketball career, let's just focus on those entry-level job interviews. I mean, I would like to think that the world would say, we might have to take a different path. This might be too much for us. But we're in a different world than I think that a lot of us would think. Because I think some place would say, you know what? Hell yeah, brother. Come on in. You're one of us. Come work for us. I think that exists. Should that exist? No. But that's what I would be worried about. My name is now out there associated with that level of...
I'm not saying they should... Are you saying they shouldn't be able to... Well, what do you say?
I'm saying they shouldn't be able to play basketball anymore at the collegiate level.
Yep.
I'm saying that they should be focused on making sure that they are good for the rest of their lives.
Yes,
because
for
now
sure.
Their names are... When you go to a job interview, they're going to look you up. And they're going to see that you are willing to compromise your future... For $50, there's probably more on the side from something else if they're involved greater.
Your decision-making is trash.
I know. Yeah. And I'm not trying to ruin somebody's life for making it. But that's where
Agreed.
It's like, you are now in charge of figuring out a way to somehow not erase that. But you have to give more evidence of your character in another way. I don't know how you're going to do it. But that's just a decision you can't make. That's just stupid. I'm going to go in the transfer portal. I want to fly, bud.
That was hilarious.
The
that
audacity.
Comment, how would anybody trust you? And do I think it's different if you bet on yourself to go over the number versus under the number? Yeah, that's different to me. When you go under the number, if you let's say that you're
that means you're shaving points.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. But it's still all bad. It's all bad. However,
right.
every athlete knows you can't bet on yourself. You can't bet on games. Like, you can't do it. You don't bet on games you participate in. It's just wrong.
How do they not think they were going to get caught? Like, that's just the ignorance, the stupidity. I'm not sure what it is.
But you know, I think
entitlement.
I think it's the life of nobody ever thinks they're going to get caught.
Well, we're at Fresno State, right? Well, let me tell you, this is the alma mater of Derek Carr and Devontae Adams. This is a place of learned doctors.
Well, I don't think that Fresno State's had scandals before, like many years ago. I can't remember the entire history, but Dave, yeah, it's not good. Think about that, though.
Yeah.
I'm just, I know I made a mistake, but I'm going to get
you dumb as hell, both those boys.
I'm going to get in the transfer portal. No, you're not getting in the transfer portal because nobody out there is going to take you. I would hope.
I crashed the car. Well, I'm going to take the other one out for my date later. Okay. It's a creative choice. Like the imagination.
There are some parents out there that would let their kids.
I know. And that's what I'm saying, Henry. I'm trying to become more accepting of people not always having the best intentions because I try to see the good in everybody and it keeps biting me in the ass.
This is a weird, I mean, oh gosh.
This is the problem though. Like if consequences are skirted at every corner of just our society, why would we expect any different?
Well, this is the thing. When he answers in the way that he answered,
yeah,
to me, he hasn't learned from the mistake.
Mm.
Like when you say that and you make that comment, to me, you're telling me you don't understand how serious this is.
Right.
I'll just enter the transfer portal. Like, bro.
Right.
You might go to jail.
But you know there's going to be people out there that are saying, this young man's life, this young man's career doesn't deserve to be derailed for this.
And I'm not saying that he should absolutely 100% go to jail. He placed a $50 bet on himself. And look, it's probably just a really dumb move.
You ruined your own potential.
And he even admitted, I should have done it. It was dumb. But at the end of the day, like, part of learning from your mistake is, well, you forfeited the rest of your collegiate eligibility.
Sorry. Correct.
Sorry.
There's a lesson to learn.
Yeah.
We better start.
That's crazy. Final segment of The Lake Show coming up next. All right. Final 5 minutes of the show. Thanks to Lindsey Brown for producing tonight. Thanks to Ahmad Hicks for being in studio from Fox 9. Travis Singleton, sneaker reporter, in studio as well. Couple guys coming in studio on a Friday night. They got other things to do. They came to hang out with us, Lindsey.
Yeah, Ahmad just dropped his kid off at Fox 9 and said, see you later, so he could get in studio with you.
See?
Right?
Yes. All right, so I got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Guess what I did yesterday?
What?
I went and haven't received them yet because I just bought them yesterday. But I purchased my first pair.
Of chaps.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Of prescription glasses.
You're getting some rec specs? Okay. Okay, so tell me, what kind of rims? Are you going thick? Are you going wire? Like, what kind of style are you going?
What kind of frames?
Yeah, yep.
You'll see them.
Wow.
I can't really explain them. Like, just my first pair of glasses.
You've never had them?
Never. No? Nope.
These are my first pair that I'm wearing right now.
And really?
I've had them for like 4 years. My next pair, it's going to be like Gloria Steinem-esque. I got it all planned out.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Gloria Steinem had like tinted glasses in the 70s. And she's like goals. And so I just want to get some tinted glasses so people can't see through my haze.
Like, how spendy did you get with those?
I think I got a deal on the frames.
Mm.
Maybe $150.
For the frames?
Yeah, but I think I got them for $90. I don't know, it was COVID.
No, I mean, I got a deal on the frame. I had actually bought the frames a year ago.
Oh, okay.
And it actually ended up being free because I modeled for a catalog.
You modeled for a catalog?
You know, come on, that's on my resume.
Oh, sorry, I didn't take a look at your CV this week.
Come on now.
Okay.
Check the resume.
Oh.
So I ended up getting a bunch of stuff. Along with a few dollars. And I'm in the catalog. And so I should receive the glasses in 10 days, it sounds like.
I feel like you need a scarf as well. Maybe a leather satchel to go along with it.
What?
I mean, I think we can embrace this. You said nobody has ever called you a hipster. Maybe we can make a hipster Henry.
Why am I a hipster now?
I'm just saying you never had that label put on you. And so why not explore a new side? New year, new you. Maybe you don't even know, like, this whole other world that you haven't uncovered yet.
So I just sent you a picture from the catalog.
From the one that you model in?
Yeah, it's on your phone.
I just got, I'm coming up. That's just playing in my head thinking about you modeling in that catalog. Is there a fan on you when you're in your modeling zone?
No, it should have been.
Right? It's got to be hot in there. There's a lot of people watching. Is it awkward? I think it would be awkward.
No, it wasn't that bad.
No?
No, it wasn't.
You're used to people looking at you, admiring.
Have you ever been in radio at the Minnesota State Fair? That's beyond awkward. Zoo effect. Everybody's staring at you.
You didn't need the spray bottle for a glisten there, did you?
Is that Henry Lake? Is that that lefty liberal?
Henry's going off again. Like, that's what he's here to do. You're calling.
Prescription glasses are not cheap.
Nothing is.
Oh, my goodness. There was a little bit of sticker shock yesterday.
And you're going to learn a lesson because you're going to get the glasses. You're going to feel really cool. It's kind of a different aspect of you. They look amazing. And then you're going to get your first smudge. And you're going to realize for the rest of your life, you're just going to be chasing the never been before touched glasses. And you're just constantly taking that little fabric.
Do you
fabric.
Put them in a case every night?
Oh, yeah. That thing travels with me. It's OG. It doesn't stay closed anymore. But
we're gonna have to get like deals.
We could sell this.
I need to start sponsoring like a glasses spot.
Yeah, we gotta show like a before and after.
You know what? Maybe I need to. Maybe I should go. Maybe somebody here at Odyssey should go pitch the people that I bought the glasses from.
Maybe should get on that.
It's a badass spot.
I think it's versatile, just like you.
You're not going to critique my picture?
I'm filming, so I'm busy.
Oh,
I'll do it later.
Oh, I forgot. My bad.
I'm sorry.
You're like.
No, all of us have lifetime money,
like,
okay?
You're like Travis Singleton.
Legit.
Over here, like, filming yourself.
Well, Gotta get the word out
somehow.
Gotta get the word out somehow.
Take that to Planet Fitness and get you a deal.
I'm not going to Planet Fitness. I'm not paying for tanning beds. Didn't they find somebody's body in there that was in there for like 5 days?
Ooh, I hadn't heard that.
I swear to you. I've been in Planet Fitness. It was a dark few months.
I hadn't heard that.
I went to New Orleans and had a hell of a time at that rave, though.
All right, we're done here. Yes. I'll talk to you guys next week, Monday specifically, at 6 p.m. right here on The Good Neighbor.